time to talk some technology with our guru, Jeff Quattromani. But first of all, we're going to be talking about robots. So that means...
Warning, warning, warning.
Because it looks like they've taken over not just our lounge room with the vacuum cleaning, they're going to do our lawns for us as well. Jeff, how you doing, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
Not too bad. So you're not working too hard in the garden at the moment, it would seem, mate.
Look, I'm busy doing the mowing, I'm vacuuming, except I've got robots doing both of those things, and I'm sitting here talking to you. I mean, that, to me, is what life should be about.
It's like we've been transported to the year 2020, I don't know, nine. Mate, so we know that they've got robots that do the vacuum cleaning, so now the same technology has been adapted for the front lawn.
Yeah, look, it's similar. Effectively, what you do with a robot mower is you have almost a little garage where the mower parks and charges itself, but then you've also got a guide wire that you need to run around the perimeter of your lawn to make sure that it doesn't, you know, drive into the veggie patch, go into your garden and start to mow things that you really don't want it to be touching. So it knows where the perimeter is and stops and then starts to mow somewhere else. So putting that guide wire in place was the first exercise, and obviously making sure that if you've got trees that you don't want it bumping into, that you put a guide wire around it as well. So there's a little bit of preparation to do. But now that it's installed, I can effectively have this mower running 24/7 because it's whisper quiet. You could have a conversation standing right next to it and you can barely hear that the mower is even turned on.
So I've got a few questions because I do enjoy mowing the lawn myself. But first of all, does it catch the grass or does it just leave it behind?
It just leaves it behind, and the reason it does that is because the idea with a robot mower is that you don't do it once a week. You actually leave this thing maybe on a schedule to do 3 hours per day so that it gets to a point where it's only really trimming a millimetre or two off the tops consistently throughout the week, effectively mulch the lawn rather than actually needing to leave a mess behind. And I can tell you from my experience with it so far, there's no clippings really to be seen because it is just trimming the tops and maintaining almost like a carpet effect on the lawn instead.
Take it from that you can't leave your lawns for like 6 months and then go, here you go, robot, knock yourself out. We have to take care of the heavy work to start with.
Yeah, so that's one of the important things as part of the setup is actually doing a proper mow with a real mower yourself to begin with. Then you lay the guide wire and then effectively the robot says, I'll take it from here because you've given it the right starting point. And once you get the height adjustment on the robot correct, then it just goes around. It doesn't maybe look like it's doing a lot to begin with, but over time you start to realise that the grass just doesn't grow. It just stays the exact same length all year round.
What happens when it starts to rain while it's working?
Yeah, look, and given it's electric, it was a bit of a worry for me as well. It doesn't mind the rain. I actually tell it to go back home when it does detect rain because I don't want it driving all over the grass when it's soggy. So that's one of the things that I've enabled on the mower is to, with weather detection, it can actually go back to its charging base. I schedule the mower to operate between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. and it can just go all day if it really wants to, and it doesn't mind the heat from what I can tell either.
And so you say you put the guide wires around all the trees that you might have in your lawn and it'll dodge around all of those. How close does it go from an edging perspective?
Yeah, I will still need the whippersnipper.
Yeah.
That's one product I'm going to keep. And one of the reasons for that is because it's effectively got a plastic shell, rockery, which I really don't want it bumping into. So I've been pretty conservative with the guide wire to make sure it doesn't bump into as many things as possible. And that does mean I'll need to whippersnip more, but to be honest, I probably will get a better finish with the edges with the whippersnipper anyway.
You've been playing with the Husqvarna robot mower. What do they go for?
Look, they're not cheap. You really need to hate mowing in some respect to have one of these. The one that I'm using is the Husqvarna 315. This one costs $3,500.
Warning.
Sorry, that was just me. I apologise.
That's right. So they're not cheap and they actually can get even more expensive than that, but there are some cheaper ones for smaller blocks. I've got mine operating on about 800 square metres of grass and it manages that on its own, no problem. But you can get ones that will manage an acre of grass as well. It just depends on how much battery it needs and how steep your hills are and things like that.
Well, I can't wait for the robot that goes to the fridge and gets the beer for me after it's finished doing the mowing. Then our society is complete.
I will never move. That will be the biggest problem. I'll have a bit of a cardiac problem after that, I think.
Jeff, thank you very much. And can I just say to you, Christmas is coming up on Saturday. I hope you have a fantastic one. To you, I really mean this. I hope all your toys come with batteries, mate.
Thank you, mate. Merry Christmas. And to you and your listeners.